Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Andrews as described in the reports listed above. She is now a 60-year-old woman who, again, recalls she was injured at work on 8/25/07 when she slipped and fell on a greasy floor. But as a result, she believes she injured her back, neck, and elbow and went to the emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of disc herniation, bulging disc, and whiplash. She states she did undergo surgery on her lower back on 5/20/18 or 2022, which was a two-level fusion. She has continued to receive treatment at Thompson Healthcare involving acupuncture. That's six as normal. There are no new medical records for me to consider in this matter. Physical exam. General appearance, she states, last week she had an MRI of the cervical spine that showed a cyst at C3-4. Appeared she had back surgery 1 year ago by Dr. Verma, V-E-R-M-A, at Jersey Shore Orthopedics. Abdomen. In the left lower quadrant, there was a longitudinal scar for her anterior approach to her surgery. There was no hernia palpated. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Her pant leg were rolled up, limiting proximal visualization. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. The rest is normal. Cervical. Active flexion was 40 degrees, extension 50 degrees, rotation right 70 degrees and left side bending 40 degrees. Left rotation was non-reproducibly performed between 30 and 40 degrees, but side bending was full on the right to 45 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with her surgery. On the left, it measured 1 3/4 inches in length, and on the right, 1.5 inches in length. The abdominal scar was 3 1/4 inches in length. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. She had full bilateral rotation and side bending without discomfort. She complains of left lower abdominal pain when performing range of motion here. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally, but none of the other spots to be inserted here. And there's this section is normal. Impressions. On 8/25/07, Michelle Andrews was injured at work, as noted in my prior evaluations. Since evaluated here in 2020, she relates undergoing surgery on the spine involving anterior lumbar interbody fusion. We're not in receipt of that report. We are actually not in receipt of any additional medical documentation subsequent to my 2020 evaluation. Worked at University Orthopedics for left knee pain. She denies having arthritis at that point. Her thigh pain has diminished. She does relate a myriad of other symptoms. These include vertigo that began in July of 2022. She saw ENT and was told she had cervical spine disease. She had a right hip injection and still has difficulty raising her right leg. She uses a cane occasionally. She experienced shingles 1 month ago. She still complains of pain in her back. upgraded MRI showed two cysts and two damaged discs. Period. New paragraph. At this point, I will offer an estimate of permanency involving cervical spine, lumbar spine, hips, and left arm. As marked in my prior report, period. There is now 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Of course, review of her operative report and corresponding progress notes would help me confirm my impressions. Period.